Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I love heading down to Starkville to go talk to this guy because I think he's just awesome. So let's go to Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in Mike Leach, who is the head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, was at Washington State. And Coach, how you doing? It's always great to talk to you. How are things going?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? How's everything? How's everything up there?
Good, Mike.
It's good. It's good. I appreciate all the insight you've given to us on the show because, as of right now, I cannot stop watching Ozark over and over and over again. So thank you for that insight.
Hopefully that other season comes pretty quick, but I don't know.
I was just happy Mandalorian got renewed yesterday or 2 days ago, so we have another Mandalorian season coming up. All right, I got to get to football before I start getting yelled at here, Coach. How are things going for you, and how's the transition been for you? And it's got to be extremely interesting with Mississippi State this year, just with everything that's going on.
You know, it's been, everything's been great except for everything that's going on. I mean, that's been a distraction for everyone plodding along through the most joyless society that that our politicians seem determined to create. And the COVID has been a bit of an issue, and just working through that. I think. But the opportunity to work with these guys, and everybody's really excited to work and work hard. I think that's been good. And I think it's almost more motivated than maybe people typically are, just because it's such a relief to get out there and let it rip and practice and that type of thing.
Mike, what's been the biggest adjustment you've had to make as a head coach, your coaching staff has had to make, because of all of the health concerns?
Really just work through all the distractions, you know. I mean, and I think everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to be as safe as they possibly can. But I think everybody wants to play football. I think that, there's a lot of dedication and commitment that goes into it, not just from the player standpoint, but the fans. And so I think, I think that it's not wise to be dismissive of how hard people have worked and their feelings of it. But I think everybody wants to be safe. I think the distractions have been that. They've kind of been distractions. We haven't had any serious cases. Our cases have manifested themselves three ways. A guy gets tested and says, and he's got a couple of symptoms. And, the guy says to the trainer, he says, yeah, he goes, but it's no big deal. It's like the flu. I'll only have it for a couple of days. And then, of course, they get quarantined. And then the next guy is the guy that he gets tested and he comes up positive, but he doesn't have any symptoms. And then, of course, he thinks the trainers and everybody have three heads, and he just looks at them like, what are you guys talking about? And, and is probably kind of wondering how they did on their schoolwork as trainers or their med school programs back in the day. And then the third type is a guy, the contact guy. He hasn't tested positive for anything. all he's done is be the guy in the car or the guy in the in the room or the guy in the dorm, whatever. And that guy's mad. I mean, it's all he can do to remain respectful. I mean, he'll try to be respectful. He'll try to be, but he's outright ticked, you know, that all of a sudden he's going to get restricted, when he hasn't felt bad and hasn't even come up positive. So yeah, it's that part's been tough. I think the distractions have been the hardest thing. I think that, the football's been a relief to everybody and something that they've really embraced.
So I'm just curious, you know, especially being in the Pac-12, as long as you were at Washington State, give me the state of college football right now. I mean, it's just the most – I mean, everything's weird. It's a year that I think we all want to end. But, I mean, give me the state of college football right now. Where are we?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question because I think it's more entwined in politics than it ever has been. And then the other thing is I think some of the leadership, you know, it's been almost invisible. I have been impressed with how the SEC has handled things. You know, I think they've done a great job communicating and staying on top of everything. But I think that, you know, there's a point to where if we all want football to be the game that it's proven it can be, I think there's going to be some strong leadership stepping up in cooperation and some communication. And it appears that in some cases the communication wasn't as good as it could be, or not everybody was on the same page.
Mike, has it surprised you that, you know, a couple of big time conferences have said, all right, we're gonna put this off for a while, and think one you used to work in. And other big-time conferences, the one you're working in now, have said, all right, we're gonna do this. That's the thing that struck me as a little bit odd.
Yeah, that is surprising to me. Yes, it is. I think that I think the guys that aren't playing, I think they jumped the gun. You know, I think they could have waited a little bit longer. It sounds like a lot of people in those conferences kind of wish they – were playing, and maybe they're going to try to abruptly start playing, I hope they do, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's very splintered up, I would say.
I was interesting just listening to your last answer. It's just, do you think we'll ever find a place where we've got a true leader for college football across the board for the entire country? What are we learning now that maybe can help us down the road to make it a better game, to make it so that we don't get the divided fracture that we have in college football right now?
Well, I just think there's too much clutter. You know, I think there's, I think we try to embrace too many things. I think we try to embrace too many things. And then I think that, you know, there's way too many, like even on this medical issue, the science is all over the map. I mean, we've got to figure out what science we're going to embrace and what's going to be our course. And then I think most of all, we got to get politics out of it. I think we've got to get politics out of it. I think any notion of having Congress, I mean, Congress can't manage themselves. I mean, it doesn't matter what somebody's political affiliation is. Congress is utterly laughable. I mean, Congress can't even manage themselves, and the stupidest thing that we can do is have Congress manage or decide anything regarding college football, because they can't even run what they're supposed to run. And then, you know, any issues like, and nobody loves to take on one of these issues like the California legislature. I mean, look at California. I mean, California can't even keep their people housed and fed, and people are fleeing the state. You know, the California legislature is going to start deciding some issues for the NCAA and college football. I mean, that's absurdity at the highest level.
Can't disagree with you on that, Mike. Mike Leach joining us, the head coach at Mississippi State. What's it been like trying to go into, I think, the power conference in all of college football and know that you have some pretty big opponents to tackle, Mike, and just trying to build a program there?
Well, it'll be interesting, and this will be an exciting go-around this year because, just the nature of the teams and the way that we don't have any non-conference games and we're all playing each other. These will be the toughest schedules that that college football has ever engaged in. You know, these SEC schedules that that everybody in the SEC has. They'll be the toughest schedules college football's ever played. You know, in the case of our schedule, I mean, we reached out to the New England Patriots, the Packers, and the Chiefs, and they were all, you know, busy that week. But we were dying to play them if we could have on any of the given weeks we had available. But, sadly they turned us down. Because otherwise, we would have tried to juice this thing up even more than we have.
Is there an NFL team you want? Do you really want New England?
Oh, man. How about that? I mean, we start out with LSU in Death Valley. So how's that?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Welcome to the SEC, weird. Mike.
Yeah, doesn't it feel weird that we're still – I mean, you still have another, a little bit less than a month before you play. Like, I feel like you should be playing this weekend or over the next 2 weekends.
It makes it all off track because, you know, we didn't really have camp. And then we've been going to school since the 17th. And so then we're kind of in camp mode type of practices, but we only get them once a day, you know, because of – you know, they got school and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of a different stride we got going.
Mike, I'm thinking about, I'm just looking through your roster and I'm looking for a couple of kids that have OH after their city. We got to get you a couple of those just to fill out the roster here sometime. But
yeah,
I mean, how's this affect?
I'll tell you what has happened. Now, and obviously not just us, a number of schools, some of these other conferences not playing, and not me directly, but some of my coaches or somebody on our staff or whatever, I'll hear from guys all over the country that want to transfer, you know, where they're more sure that we're going to play, you know.
Right. Bad for the game, though? Don't you think, Coach? That's bad.
What is the? Oh yeah, I mean, you don't want to tip all the ships over. You got to have what would be best is if we all on the same date and start playing and off we go and get back to normal. I think.
Yeah. Last question for me. What are you binge watching now? This is my favorite part of our interviews. What are you
binge watching now? I'm on Friday Night Lights. It was a series that I had never seen in the entirety. So I'll watch Friday Night Lights, the show. And then I'm to the end of season 3 and I'm actually on the end of season 4. Let me think here, because I did a cameo for that. And then there's something else I watched too. And I haven't finished it, and it doesn't take long to watch, but you have to read subtitles. World's Most Wanted, I think, is pretty interesting.
World's Most Wanted, okay.
Yeah, like Total Criminals, and, one is a terrorist lady from Ireland. Another is, the guy that was side-by-side with El Chapo, who's sadly, he's down in Mexico doing quite well for himself, it sounds like. The butcher of Rwanda, he's another one. They caught him. And now I'm on some Russian gangster oligarch guy. And there's one more after that, too.
Huh. Did you ever do Last Kingdom or no?
I didn't. What was that about again?
The Last Kingdom, it's... I don't know. It's kind of, it's fictional, but it's kind of weaves its way through the beginning of England, and I'm just trying to think. It's been a little while since I watched it. It's a really, really good series.
Last Kingdom. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I took a stab at Britannia, and which had real cool costumes and great settings, and you know, and all kinds of setup, but it just didn't seem to be going anywhere. You know, it was kind of had it was sort of Game of Thrones-ish, but
so is Last Kingdom. It's kind of like that too. It's like everyone that I've talked to that's watched Game of Thrones. This is just not. Last Kingdom isn't fantasy based. It's like there's some reality that kind of intertwines into that. So, all right. So I'm gonna watch World's Most Wanted because of you, because you got me.
Oh no, it's good. There's like five episodes. Well, Fear City's on the mob, which that was good too.
Okay, Fear City. Okay, I write down all this stuff when we talk, Coach. Thank you. We look forward to talking to you in the future. We'll talk about what else you're binge watching. But best of luck. Can't wait till we see some OH guys on your roster somewhere down the road. Not this year, but.
Yeah,
we'll get some guys from Cleveland down there for you.
Now tell them to all come down here.
You got it, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.